in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
The opening song.
You're listening to Owls from Hell.
In winter. In winter. In winter.
It was a bit like being
these frogs become smug. These frogs become smug.
Nope, it was a bit like being thrown under the bus and undermined, you know?
Tonight at 7, we see what happened to this
reporter. In winter, these frogs become smug.
Nope, it was a bit like being thrown under the bus and undermined, you know?
Tonight at 7, we see what happened to this worthless little sponge man.
Mr. Pop.
I warn you. This could scare you. The hearing of the sounds from hell is very real. Paranormal, supernatural. Warn listeners in advance. Always haunted me, and I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
Owls from Hell. Real metalheads. Real metal. CKUT 90.3 FM. Welcome to Hell.
can do this now. Instead of talking about the Leafs, I'll just hold it up here.
You know, John, no one cares about your new iPad because we're live, all right? We're live on CKUT 90.3 FM. You are listening to Howls from Hell, and we kicked off the night with some wonderful Finnish power metal there. That was Battle Beast with Bastard Son of Odin off of the Bringer of Pain album. And, you know, the next 2 hours is going to be nothing like that.
Thank God.
Unlike our previous episodes, which some of our hosts took umbrage with.
I just can't stop screwing up. Now I finally broke the cheesy streak in my songs. Just I had to get Battle Beast out of me. But then I broke the number one rule: don't get caught listening. I thought we had so much time left. Because yes. The song is still going.
Literally 15 seconds after Eric says, okay, 30 seconds, guys.
John's like, check out my new iPad.
That's okay. I'm just going to pat myself on the back for how I segued it.
Well, instead of spending the stimmy check on meme stonks, I bought an iPad, so...
Yeah, how dare you, retail investor, try to take money from billionaires?
I mean, it's a stimulus check. It's meant to just buy things, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I bought a burger today. Use the stimulus check.
You too could be a billionaire if you invest in stocks like me. Wait, not like that. No, stop what you're doing.
No.
2021 has been a hell of a ride so far, and we are a month in. So, folks, stay tuned, because the rest of the year... will hopefully be just as
but in a good way.
In a good way. Like our playlists.
Yeah. But yeah, I was gonna say, but not as chaotic as the music we have queued up tonight.
What are you looking forward to on the playlist, John?
Well, I'm actually looking forward to most is one of Sam's picks, which is from Toronto. It's Tumult, and that's like an hour into the night, so you gotta stick around for that.
Yeah, that was a fun find. I didn't know that Canadians made death metal outside of Quebec. Apparently.
When I found out they were Canadian, I was shook to my very core. Well, when I found out they're non-Québécois, like Canadians writing death metal, yeah. it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's true. Almost all of it comes from like Montreal.
Do you know how I actually found out about them, by the way? Yeah. They have a song in Cyberpunk 2077.
Really?
So wow. As you're driving around, you can set the radio station, and there's like a death metal radio station, black death metal radio station. You can just listen to while you're driving. I'm just driving around, and in the car, it's just like, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, oh, this is pretty sick. And Rose is like, can you turn that off?
And you were like, okay.
But wait, let me find this band.
I must research. Lo and behold, Canadian. No, they're great.
Yeah. Well, folks, if you enjoyed our previous playlists, this one is going to be a bit of a return to normal. So a nice mixture of genres, heavy on the death metal tonight, so stay tuned. One of our favorites, not Anthro, but Anthropomorphia. Anthropomorphia.
Yeah.
Do not make that mistake.
No, otherwise you will never find them ever, because there's no such thing as a band called Anthropomorphia.
Really?
Yeah, every time I tried to look them up and accidentally put an H in there, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Metallum is just like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Google's like, how many times must we teach you this lesson?
And then after that, we are going to have a whack of black metal, which we haven't done in a while. So stay tuned, folks. It's going to be a lot of fun. Anything else we're saying? Oh, yeah. My name is Eric, by the way. What's up? Like, I don't think we introduced ourselves, but this is how we roll on Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening in Montreal. Enjoy. We are scattered all over the world tonight. But we're going
to... He is Eric. Keep it locked.
Coming up next is a little ditty by a band called Master Sword. Enjoy.
rising swift now. It's familiar. Inner villain strikes. A mirror of your valor. But with strength double quick and cower. One last challenge stands between you and victory or a bitter demise. This your chance to win the power. Strike him down in his final hour. Well, the king.
You're listening to Howls from Hell. From solos to tremolos, we got you covered.
Trip the night away.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Dead man's face. A deck of brains bones of a man lying dead in his grave. We take what's over all too soon. Because nothing is over, nothing's wrong. So we bury you. Full enough of buffer. I'll sing this fucking song. As it is of hate, I hope you run in hell. Crow. Wow. The ones I ran on the street left me fucking sick. I felt the hatred rising, you son of a bitch. You painted us pathetic for a spat. But he made us live on deep reverence.
Yeah.
You're listening to Howls from Hell, not your mom's favorite show. CKUT 90.3 FM.
who else but Whispered with Hold the Sword, our favorite anime fans from Finland. You are listening to Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM. And we have been off to a wonderfully dancey start so far. That Finster Force was lots of fun. Thank you, Sam, for that one.
Always great. And I mean, the gore.
Well, oh yes, okay. Okay, this is
G-W-A-R. G-W-A-R.
G-W-A-R, please. If anyone knows how to actually pronounce guar out there, like what the band actually says, please let us know.
Somehow.
You can... I was about to give out like the CKUT music production email for having people send our answers, but I won't do that. No.
You can leave it, you can call Eric's private phone number at...
Yes, it's 514. And there was even a little bit of power metal in there for you, Sam. Just a little bit, some Freedom Call. Do you enjoy
Not
that?
Not too much. It was... It exists.
where do we all stand on Machine Head, though?
I think Machine Head's a classic. Yeah.
I don't know them super well. I hate them. Fun.
Oh, you hate them?
No, you can't hate them.
Yeah, I have such a soft spot for them because they were at like my first big like outdoor metal festival.
Ooh.
So that's where I got introduced to stuff like Suicide Silence. I saw Slipknot, which was cool. Ooh. Back then when you're in high school. One of the ultimate
shows are always fun, to be honest. Like,
Joey Jordison, like the drummer, he did the thing where his drum kit is like elevated into the air and he's like drumming upside down while spins around.
That's cool.
And Machine Head was there, and then they were like, it's a 30-minute slot. Obviously, we're gonna play three of our songs that are all 10 minutes long. Just to be different.
Sounds like a Moonsoro show. We will play two songs.
You get to
it's a three-hour concert, yeah. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, this song we had to split up into tracks on the album, but it's meant to be one song, so this is one 45-minute song.
I have seen, Between the Buried and Me plays like festival shows, and they legitimately have to play like one song and then maybe do like a medley of the second song kind of thing, because they don't hit the time otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you get for having 30-minute songs, man.
That's what you get. This is what you deserve. Yeah,
exactly. I'm just trying to
can't play the whole
here.
Thing.
Or just play them at 1.2 times speed, like how I listen to all my podcasts, you know?
And Luster.
And Luster. That's 2x speed. Yeah.
2x speed.
Haven't done that for a while. Maybe we should just like unironically sit down and appreciate Luster sometime.
Maybe I should put on Luster 2x speed as our background music right now.
Yeah, maybe
that would actually be perfect.
It's what we've needed. This is what the show has been missing, really. You know, it's missing that oomph. Oh, there's a new album?
Skip ads. Go. One moment.
Not allowed to play their ads.
Playback. There we go. Folks, enjoy. I hope folks can hear that. Some 2x speed. Let's skip that ahead. There we go. Boom. Because it's Luster. It probably has like 3 minutes of wind blowing at the beginning, you know.
That's true.
You have to set the atmosphere. Luckily, that's only 1.5 minutes of wind blowing now.
And the wind is blowing like they're gusts, you know. It's really, really quick.
It's really blowing now.
All right,
it's
I checked.
Like a whisper.
I checked and it can confirm it's there. So we're good.
The best. John, you want to tell us about this next track?
Yeah, this next track is a throwback to a simpler time. This next track is, well, I mean, they really introduce it with their first their opening line, so just enjoy it. Just sit back and enjoy.
Fucking Bodo, you are the noise of the killers. While we're on playing on the other side, the other boys were distracted. But we're playing on the other side. You can close your eyes, forget what you have said. Yes, sir.
You're listening to Howls from Hell, from classic hits to circle pits, and everything in between. CKUT 90.3 FM.